This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srastava. The news, the headlines first. Umla's district headquarters SIM code gets connected to the national road network 26 years after beginning of construction. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli commits to upgrading the Karnali corridor to a double lane soon. Parliamentary committee directs government to reach an agreement on the school education bill within 5 days. Land ownership certificates distributed to 451 households living in unmanaged settlements in Rupandehi's Kanchan rural municipality. And China hits back at EU with reciprocal ban on major medical equipment contracts. Now the news in detail. The Himalayan district of Humla has officially been connected to the national road network from today. Humla, which was the only remaining Himalayan district in Nepal not linked to the national road network, is now connected following 40 days of construction work carried out by the Nepali Army, which began on Chaitra 10. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurated the connection today. At the inauguration ceremony, Prime Minister Oli stated that although a Bailey Bridge was constructed to connect Humla to the national network and to facilitate trilateral connectivity, work on the permanent bridge will continue. He expressed his commitment to not only linking Humla but also leading the entire nation toward prosperity. The Prime Minister further committed to upgrading the Karnali corridor to a double lane road and improving difficult sections with RCC construction to ensure road quality and accessibility. This marks the official connection of Humla's district headquarters SIMCO to the national road network 26 years after the initiation of the Karnali Corridor project. As part of the project, the Nepali Army built the Bailey Bridge at Chuwakola in Kharpu within 40 days at a cost of 40 million rupees. Parliamentary committee has directed the government to reach an agreement on the school education bill within 5 days, according to committee chairperson Amar Bahadur Thapa in today's meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives. The committee instructed the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology to reach an agreement on the bill within 5 days. Chairperson Thapa said that the directive was issued because the government has shown a tendency to ignore the views of the parliamentary committee and lawmakers. Earlier in the meeting, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Raghuji Panta, had requested additional time to reach an agreement on the school education bill. Citing ongoing talks with the Teachers Federation, Minister Pant has requesting more time since SR 16. The Public Account Committee under the House of Representatives has said a growing size of arrears is not only about the absence of proper utilization of the state coffers, but also serves as a way of decreasing civic trust towards public entities. During a national workshop on arrears organized by the committee today, it has been concluded that controlling expenditures that are carried out in violations of the law is one of the significant aspects of national economy. During the event, committee president Rishikesh Pokhrel said the existing size of arrears, which is around 12% in ratio of the gross domestic product, is concerning. Addressing the event, Speaker Devraj Khimbre stressed the need of a systematic way of expenditures with a systematic and transparent record-keeping system. Taking reference of the 62nd annual report of the OAG, the speaker said a rise in arrears figure is concerning in view of economic good governance. Residents of Kanchan Rural Municipality in Rupandehi District have received land ownership certificates after 4 decades. The certificates were distributed to 451 households living in unmanned settlements by Nepal's Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel, Central Chairperson of the Land Problem Resolution Commission Hari Prasad Rizal, District Chairperson Kumar Thapa, and a member of the Lumbini Provincial Assembly. The first ownership certificate was handed over to 97-year-old senior citizen Bhanubhakta Upadhyay. Locals who had been cultivating and residing on the land for over 40 years expressed happiness upon receiving legal ownership. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom, go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
घरमा टिभी हेर्नुस् इन्टरनेट चलाउनुस् फोन गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् सजिलो छ एकैसाथ
फाइबर इन्टरनेट तीव्र गतिको संसार टेलिफोन इन्टरनेट टिभी सबै कुरामा भरमा नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर इन्टरनेट नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudel inspected the under-construction building of the Lumbini Provincial Hospital at Butwal on Sunday. During the visit, Deputy Prime Minister Paudel also took stock of the progress achieved so far in the construction. CEO at the Infrastructure Development Authority, Lumbini Province, Chaviraj Pokhrel, appraised the visiting of the Finance Minister and said the construction of the hospital had achieved 26% of its physical progress so far. You're listening to Radio Nepal's HPM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. China hits back at EU with reciprocal ban on major medical equipment contracts. According to the AFP news agency, China hit back on Sunday at an EU ban on Chinese firms from major medical equipment purchases with a reciprocal bar on European companies in the latest trade salvo between the two economies. China's finance ministry said in a statement that European Union companies, with the exception of those with European capital established in China, will have to be excluded from orders of more than 45 million yuan. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi visited the EU's headquarters as well as France and Germany over the past week in a bid to improve relations with the 27-member bloc. However, deep frictions remain over economic ties, including a yearning trade deficit of 357.1 billion US dollars between China and the EU. French military and intelligence officials claim China has deployed its embassies to spread doubts about the performance of French-made Rafale jets following the aerial combat between India and Pakistan in May. The Associated Press news agency cited French officials reported on Sunday that Beijing is working to harm the reputation and sales of France's flagship fighter aircraft. The AP report said the findings were shared by a French military official on condition that they should not be named. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces and in some places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rain at a few places of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces and at one or two places of Koshi, Bagmati and Lumbini provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Humla's district headquarters SIMCORD gets connected to the national road network 26 years after beginning of construction. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli commits to upgrading the Karnali corridor to a double lane soon. Parliamentary committee directs government to reach an agreement on the school education bill within 5 days. Land ownership certificates distributed to 451 households living in unmanaged settlements in Rupandehi's Kanchan rural municipality, and China hits back at EU with reciprocal ban on major medical equipment contracts. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.